This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section and the lead section of the John Lothian newsletter for May 7th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this announcement. JLN Editor-in-Chief Sarah Rudolph to return to full-time duties Monday. Suzanne Cosgrove named JLN Deputy Managing Editor. JLN Editor-in-Chief Sarah Rudolph has been working part-time for the past few weeks and will return to her full-time duties on May 10th following her recent surgery. Additionally, JLN is promoting Suzanne Cosgrove to the role of Deputy Managing Editor. Cosgrove stepped in as acting managing editor in Rudolph's absence and will continue to support the editorial operations of John Lothian News. Rudolph took a medical leave following her March 12th surgery. "We are grateful to have Sarah back at work following her successful surgery," I said in the announcement. "She is an essential part of the success of JLN and has been since she joined us in 2007. "Congratulations to Suzanne on her promotion," said Sarah Rudolph. "I've enjoyed working with her and welcome her to her new role. She is an excellent editor, journalist, and co-worker." Suzanne's work during Sarah's absence showed the heavy workload Sarah was handling. The promotion for Suzanne recognizes her contribution to the JLN operations and balances the work of editing JLN content, Lothian said. "We are lucky to have two such talented editors leading JLN editorial operations." Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. We have three commentaries below, one each from FIA's Walt Lukin, IEX's Ronan Ryan, and NASDAQ's Phil McIntosh. Lukin looks at China with a viewpoint: proposed futures law is a historic milestone for China's futures markets. Recently unveiled proposal paves way for deeper institutional participation. Ryan expounds on the retail appeal of IEX with an evolved retail solution for an evolved retail landscape. McIntosh writes about the SEC trying to fix the odd lots problem within NMS, with NMS2 doesn't fix the odd lot problem. The SEC proposed changing round lot sizes. Today we take a look at just how odd the SEC's solution looks. Additionally, we have a commentary from Michael Bloomberg about a breakthrough in physics and the need for more funding to explore it in Why Congress Should Care About the Laws of Physics. Recent research seems to challenge the fundamentals of the field. The U.S. should support the quest for answers. There's a link for the testimony that SEC Chairman Gary Gensler gave before the House Committee on Financial Services yesterday. The Federal Reserve Board's May 2021 Financial Stability Report is in the newsletter today with a link as well. Here's a notice from the NFA. Due to maintenance, the following systems will be unavailable from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. Central Time on Sunday, May 9th. Online registration system, basic data entry, security futures products training, online payments, online arbitration claims, arbiter profile, arbitrator training, employment application and profile system, and all electronic filing systems, including easy file exemptions, annual questionnaire, and disclosure documents. We apologize for any inconvenience. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone in particular, but I wish entities would not make dick jokes when talking about the size of futures contracts. Size is important to make contracts or equity prices in a range for a greater number of people to trade, but the euphemisms about size mattering unfortunately reminds me and other people of male member measurements and their value, and are sexist. Brian Duff, managing member at Kitty Hawk Resources LLC and a longtime banking executive leading Prime Services operations, is the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Brian also worked for Cargill Investor Services for 20 years, finishing as head of foreign exchange. Thank you to Brian and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Here is the commentary from Walt Lukin. Viewpoint: proposed futures law is a historic milestone for China's futures markets. Recently unveiled proposal paves way for deeper institutional participation. For many years, FIA has advocated for the passing of a futures law in China as a vital step in the development and growth of China's markets. These markets already rank among the largest in the world in terms of trading volume, but they lack certain legal provisions that are critical for deeper institutional participation. We also have consistently advocated for the enforceability of closeout netting as a key building block for the development of a liquid market for interest rate swaps and other OTC derivatives, which in turn is crucial for the development of a liquid futures market. My comment: without milestones, it's easy to get lost and not know how far you have gone. Here is the commentary from Ronan Ryan of IEX, an evolved retail solution for an evolved retail landscape. Since the beginning, IEX has worked with our broker partners to help them achieve high-quality executions for their institutional investor customers. We do that through our infrastructure, the speed bump and signal, as well as the tools we offer in the form of our order types. As a result, we've built an ecosystem for rich midpoint liquidity and a high standard for trading performance for investors. My comment: I'm not sure I like the wording rich midpoint liquidity. Yes, the big firms on the other sides of our trades are rich and getting richer. Deep is a better word. Here is the commentary from Phil McIntosh of NASDAQ. NMS2 doesn't fix the odd lot problem. The SEC proposed changing round lot sizes. Today we take a look at how odd the SEC solution looks. Back before the pandemic, lots of traders were looking at the increase in stock prices and their wider spreads and noticed it was causing odd lots to increase. The SIP committee even proposed adding an odd BBO to their feed, although most of the criticism were around whether the odd BBO would actually matter, given it wasn't protected or required to be shown to investors. My comment: odd lots have exploded and need to be more transparent. Even I have traded odd lots this year. Okay, I have only traded odd lots this year. Here is a story from the Financial Times from Gillian Tett. Millennial philanthropy may forever change finance. Attitudes among younger people represent an entirely new investor mindset. What is up with those weird millennials? That is a sentiment many middle-aged people like me might have muttered in the workplace when confronted with the fact that some of those born between 1981 and 1996 have different attitudes towards career and hierarchies. My comment: every generation is a little different, influenced by different events, but this generation could really change things greatly. Here's a story from the New York Times. Our Pathetic Herd Immunity Failure by David Brooks. Could today's version of America have been able to win World War II? It hardly seems possible. That victory required national cohesion, voluntary sacrifice for the common good, and a trust in institutions and each other. America's response to COVID-19 suggests we no longer have sufficient quantities of any of those things. Mike Hemet, what herd? All I see are tribes. Here are the top three most read stories from Thursday's JLN. The most read story on Thursday was an essay by Kevin Darby, published by Cornell University. Time is Money, the Equilibrium Trading Horizon and the Optimal Arrival Price. The second was from the Chicago Sun-Times. Most Chicago trading pits closed for good, CME Group says. And number three was from the Wall Street Journal. Dogecoin's 12,000% rally spurs hunt for next crypto winner. Your Crypto Markets Wiki Coin of the Week is Ethereum Classic, ETC. Ethereum Classic hit a record high of $108.32 Wednesday, representing a nearly 130% spike, the biggest in its history. ETC, which began as a fork of Ethereum, has developed bullish sentiment among retail traders in recent weeks. While it is not known exactly what caused this, data from Google Trends indicates that internet search interest in the altcoin has grown significantly in the first week of May. Here are the four top stories from the lead section of the John Lothian newsletter today. From Dutch tulips to internet stocks, bubbles often burst. Long before SPACs and NFTs, investors clamored for everything from exotic bulbs to pets.com. What history shows is that an inventive corner of the financial world can turn into a mania that attracts swindlers and wipes out investors. About 300 years ago, financiers in Europe found themselves agog about the financial prospects of novel trading companies granted special rights in international commerce by the government of France and England. The shares of these trading vehicles, England's South Sea Company and France's Mississippi Company, soared and then collapsed in 1720, wiping out hordes of angry investors. Episodes like that have some economic historians wrinkling their brows about what is happening in financial markets today, with Wall Street once again in the embrace of perplexing crazes for new investment vehicles. That's from the Wall Street Journal. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Fed warns of peril for asset prices as investors gorge on risk. Brainerd Archegos event shows more hedge fund disclosure needs. Fed releases its semi-annual financial stability report. Discover what's driving the global economy and what it means for policymakers, businesses, investors, and you with the New Economy Daily. A rising appetite for risk across a variety of asset markets is stretching valuations and creating vulnerabilities in the U.S. financial system, the U.S. Federal Reserve said in its semi-annual financial stability report. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. COVID-19 retreats in the West, but pandemic fight is far from over. With parts of Asia and Latin America under siege, global deaths in 2021 on track to exceed 2020 toll. The center of the COVID-19 pandemic has shifted decisively to low and middle income countries, fueling sickness and death on a scale that trends suggest could quickly exceed the worldwide toll in 2020. Already this year, more than 1.4 million COVID deaths have been reported globally as the virus has torn through Latin America and swaths of Asia, according to official tallies compiled by the University of Oxford. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Key Brexit clash cost Euro swap traders $2.4 million a day. From Celia Brush of Bloomberg. Dutch professor estimates the cost of fragmentation of clearing. Permission for cross-border clearing expires in June next year. One of the biggest Brexit battlegrounds between the European Union and the UK now has a price tag, at least $2.4 million a day. That's how much any move by the European Union to cut off access to London's dominant clearinghouses for derivatives could cost traders in euro interest rate swaps net of buying, according to an estimate from Albert Mechveld, professor of finance at Vrije University Amsterdam, who has sat on advisory panels to European regulatory authorities. And lastly, from Bloomberg, from Archegos to crypto, SEC chief signals COP is back on beat. Gensler pledges close look at numerous market issues. House testimony pleases Democrats who want tougher rules. Wall Street's new overseer confirmed he won't back down from tough battles with the financial industry as he laid out an agenda for increased regulation in numerous contentious areas. Gary Gensler making his first appearance before Congress after being sworn in as Securities and Exchange Commission chairman pledged Thursday to confront long simmering issues in the stock market that led to this year's wild price swings in shares of GameStop Corp and fueled concerns that retail investors are getting short shrift from popular trading apps. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.